Capital 4.7, Andy and Mel, 808. It is going to be 32 today. Really warm tomorrow, around 47, 18 right now. We are on the topic of the gun control ban, which is South Dakota hunting, shooting culture here. It's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
We're both shooters. And
our right to own guns.
I actually own an AR-15. I bought my first one just in October, shortly before a couple of months before the Sandy Hook shooting happened. And had I not, I probably wouldn't have got it at the price I got it.
Right.
For sure. Because the price of everything has gone up. Mainly guns, ammo, and magazines have all skyrocketed. Anyway, my sister had asked me the question, what do you need that for? And I said, well, here's the thing. It is used very frequently around here as a hunting rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not a great deer rifle. Because the caliber, you can get AR-15s in larger calibers that are appropriate for deer hunting. But a regular one, you can, but it's really on the bottom end. And I have too much respect for deer to shoot them with a .223
right.
Caliber round. But here's the reason why the answer to the question, what do you need that for? Well, for one thing, it's lightweight.
Easy to carry.
It's very easy to haul around.
Mm-hmm.
The 30-06 bolt action rifle I used deer hunting was very heavy. It was cumbersome to haul around. It wasn't that heavy, but I mean, it's more cumbersome than an AR-15.
Right.
The other reason is they're very accurate. If you have a decent set of sights or good scope on it, they're very accurate. They're very durable.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of, I mean, you can't beat the tar out of them, but I mean, it's going to be durable. It's going to last, you know.
That's really important. I mean, you're spending the money on it.
Well, and
last.
I mean, the one I bought has a lifetime warranty on the barrel. So,
mm-hmm.
And they're also the standard .223 AR-15 is very easy to shoot. My wife was scared to death of it. I borrowed my brother's before I got one.
Mm-hmm.
We were at her folks' farm and we're shooting and all of a sudden she's like, oh, that didn't kick at all. This is really fun, you know.
Well, she was scared to shoot it up
she
until
was
we went
scared
shooting.
To shoot anything, yeah. Really. But anyway, so the things that make them scary are all cosmetic.
And and I understand the cosmetic of it because it looks badass.
Yeah.
And as guys or even as women, we want something that's badass.
Yeah. And let's get to Matt is on the phone. How are you, Matt?
Good. I stand very opinionated on this subject.
Okay, try to keep it short then.
Okay. I'm totally okay with the magazines being decreased with capacities. I'm totally okay with them banning grenade launchers and so on and so forth. I'm okay with much deeper background checks and register of weapons. I'm okay with all the stuff that makes sense. The only thing I'm not okay with is America thinking it's okay to ban something because it looks different.
Yeah.
I don't think that that applies just to weapons. I think us as American people that have gotten past an extreme racial issue because they looked different, and to have a black president now and to stand proud as Americans that we've gotten past something as big as that, just to ban something because it looks different.
They want to ban the black rifles.
Is asinine to me because it looks different.
I agree with you, Matt. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And there was a gun under the old assault weapons ban that was not banned, even though it was basically equally as capable as an AR-15 in terms of firing bullets. That was not because it did not have those cosmetic features, and it was the Mini 14.
Yeah,
it was a semi-automatic
crazy.
.223 rifle.
Mm-hmm.
You could get magazines just as in the same size or whatever. And, you know, it's semi-automatic. And that's another big difference, too. The AR-15 is not the same as what the military has.
Right.
Those are fully automatic. You pull the trigger, it goes brrrr, and it doesn't stop shooting until you let go of the trigger.
They're fun to shoot.
And that is the big difference.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are under the misconception that, you know, like the gun I have is like fully automatic. It is not. It's one trigger pull, one bullet.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
Shotguns are this way too.
It just happens to have a look.
And the only argument that I can really listen to is the magazine capacity.
I suppose, yeah. Anything over, like...
Because they want to go back to 10 as a limit. Right now, there is no limit on the number of rounds one magazine or clip can hold.
Right. I mean, I totally understand, like, the big 100 rounds like that. I understand
that. Yeah, I don't... The 100-round drums, I don't want one.
So I have an idea. Why don't we take the AR-15s and just make them pink?
There are pink ones.
I know.
I've seen pink ones.
I know. You can get
and they look ridiculous.
So, but if we take it, all the same things, the pistol grip, you know, the collapsible stock, all that kind of stuff, and let's just make it pink, then I don't think there'd be a problem.
Yeah, if the original designer had just made it pink.
Right? Or neon yellow. Neon yellow or pink.
I got a text that said I was turned down at a gun show 2 years ago because I did not pass the background check. Gun shows do background checks. Well, the FFL dealers at gun shows do background checks because they still have to.
Yeah, the ones who are not.
The ones who are not FFL dealers. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're collectors or whatever. Or they're just Joe Blow with a bunch of guns and he's selling them. They don't have to do the background checks, and that is the big difference. Anyway, more of your calls and texts coming up. 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Morning, sunshine. Good
morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 823. We are going to top out at 32 today. It is 20 right now. I got an email from a guy named Kurt. He said, my answer to the question, why does anyone need an assault weapon, has been because I can. I am a responsible adult who happens to have served in the Marine Corps. As for the capacity limit of magazines, I could prove to you that I can lock and fire 6 5-round magazines as fast as the average person could shoot a single 30-round magazine. I work for an FFL dealer, and I hear all the time terms such as assault weapons and clips and other various uninformed terminology. I believe that weapons are not and never will be the true problem. It is the ignorance of the facts that are. Okay. I think the term assault weapon is a little unfair.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And
we're not using it to assault somebody like that's and that's why I think it's unfair.
I got another text that says it's incomplete. I'm not sure what it's saying here. It says hunting. Wow. As a sportsman, I'd say that's actually more like slaughter. You're taking the sport out of it. OK, if you are using it, doesn't matter what kind of rifle you use, say, for deer hunting. You are not allowed to have more than 5 in the magazine and 1 in the chamber, so 6 total.
Mm-hmm.
That includes AR-15s.
Right.
You can't go deer hunting with a 30-round magazine. You can't go hunting with a 10-round magazine.
Exactly.
You can only go with a 5-round. And yeah, if you're popping off rounds, the odds of you even hitting your target are very, very slim.
Mm-hmm.
So...
mostly, I think the bigger capacity is honestly is for target shooting.
That and... There's a lot of, people maybe don't realize there is competition shooting that goes on around here. 3-gun shoots and things like that. And part of the challenge in those competitions is managing your ammo and knowing how much you have left as you're making your shots. Mm-hmm. And usually you get screwed when you run out and you're like, oh, no, now I got to change magazine. And,
yeah.
And now time's ticking and my time is too long to hit all my targets. So. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Kayla is on the phone. How are you, Kayla?
I'm doing pretty well.
What's up?
Well, I just have to comment on the gun law. Like, mm-hmm. I normally don't care. It normally doesn't really directly affect me. Then it doesn't matter. But I just want to say that he is straight up ignorant and naive if he thinks these gun laws are going to protect people any better than they do now. Good comparison for you. If people want access to things, they're going to get them. Look how strict they are in Sudafed and cold medicine and everything else. But look how many meth labs are busted constantly here in Sioux Falls.
That is a very good point.
Mm-hmm. It is. So, like I said, normally I don't bother with politics. I don't bother with laws because they're all ignorant and dumb. But I think that the more they try to control things, the more it's going to get out of hand.
Yeah, well, another good example is prohibition.
Yeah, exactly. Very good example.
You know,
that didn't work. That don't work out.
No.
People are, you know what I mean? And same thing with drugs. Any kind of drugs, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
You know, it's ridiculous.
I completely agree. Thank you for the call, Kayla.
Yep.
Bye-bye. That text I read a little while ago that said he got turned down at a gun show.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was a gun dealer in Watertown, and he was at a gun show. And yeah, so yeah, I mean, if you're a gun dealer at a gun show, you still have to run your check just like you're supposed to. I got an interesting email from Lucas. He said, I think they made a mistake when they named it AR. No, they didn't make a mistake because I know the history of this.
Okay.
What do you think AR stands for?
You think assault rifle.
It's not.
I know, that's what you think.
But that, I mean, it was, in hindsight, yes, a mistake. But at the time, it stood for Armalite rifle. Armalite was the name of the company that developed this model of rifle that eventually they sold to Colt. And then eventually they modified it and sold it to the U.S. military as the M16. And the civilian version was the AR-15, Armalite Rifle 15. So, yeah, that's where the problem with that name comes from. In hindsight, yes, it was probably not the best way to name it, but yeah. So, as far as the, and I do want to say, we off the air, we were on the phone for, I can tell you how long it was, 6 minutes and 16 seconds.
Yes.
With a woman who was a works in the medical field, and I can't put her phone call in the air because it was way too long. It would require editing and it got very heated. But I do want to get what she was trying to say out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that she was talking about the number of kids she has taken care of with gunshot wounds, accidental and intentional, and how heartbreaking that is. And that everything needs to be on the table. And while I agree, everything needs to be on the table, but there are certain things both sides are not going to be willing to give up.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are in favor of taking away certain types of weapons, okay, be in favor of it. And she cited the statistic that I also heard on the news yesterday that in the last month, there have been 900 people that were killed in gun violence. A fraction of those were killed by so-called assault rifles.
Right.
Most of those were handguns. So the problems in Chicago, primarily handguns. The mass shootings that get blasted all over the news in the last couple of months, and, you know, 8 months ago in June in Aurora, yes, those were assault rifles. But those are their big stories, so it seems like it happens every day. If you lived in Chicago, you would hear about the shootings every day that are done with handguns. We don't hear about them.
Right.
So I guess just I encourage everybody to take in all the facts. And I do mean the facts, not the propaganda. And that goes for you pro-gun people, too. Some of you people are nuts.
Oh, I agree.
And you need to tone it down.
Yeah.
I'm on your side, but relax a little bit.
I do agree with that. Some of the pro-gun ones can get a little crazy.
Very extreme and they can pull my gun from my dead hand. Well,
I don't think that it needs to be that extreme.
That's the wrong attitude.
Right.
You know, I'm on your side, but be realistic here, okay? And at least listen to people. And it's fine that you disagree. But just remember, everybody still, you know, as soon as someone says something bad about guns, it's like, oh, we should ship them out of the country. Well, remember, right before your Second Amendment was the First Amendment.
Right. Exactly.
So keep that in mind. Okay. Just try and be polite.
I have the answer to everything. All of this is so simple as to make all guns pink.
Oh.
It's the answer.
It is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the answer is for a heavy-handed topic?
What?
Von Horn. Every time.
Hot 104.7. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
And now time for something a little more goofy.
Okay.
Nicole Kidman had to pee on Zac Efron in the new movie, The Paperboy. She had no problem doing it either.
Really?
Yeah, she says, quote, "I just don't find your nation shocking. But then I don't find a lot of things shocking. Violence is a lot more shocking than sex. Sex is primal. I felt shy singing in Moulin Rouge. But peeing? No, not shy."
So she actually did do it? It wasn't like a fake movie? Like,
no, apparently she thing? Apparently she really did.
Okay.
And the USA Network is developing a new late-night talk show with Will Ferrell's production company that will actually be modeled after morning talk shows like Live with Kelly and Michael. But it isn't a parody. An insider says, quote, "They're dead serious. It'll have coffee cups the whole thing.
Oh, good. You got to have coffee cups for
If you don't have coffee cups, and it's for a late-night one.
Oh, so, right. Well, yeah. All the talk shows have coffee cups.
They have to have.
Yeah, Craig Ferguson has a giant snake.
That's how you are taken seriously in those. Where's our coffee cups?
We don't have the budget for it.
And that's The Dirt. You can find out more at hot1047.com.
I got a follow-up text from the guy who said that he had his, he was denied.
Okay.
A purchase on background check at a gun show from an FFL dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as it turned out, he was later called back. Because you can only type so many characters in a text.
Right.
So I got the rest of the story later and I didn't see it right away. Okay. He got denied initially.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't instantly get it. And then the dealer called him back and said, "Hey, you're okay now. The rest of the check came through." And then apparently his last name had gotten flagged because his brother had an offense on his record that prohibited him. And so apparently it required further investigation.
It wouldn't have been a denied. It would have been one that required, I can't remember, there's like three checks off once you go through the whole application. When it's getting called in, there's the approved, denied, and then there's I can't remember what the term is.
Maybe.
Well, kind of. I can't remember exactly what it is.
So it's like red light, green light, yellow light?
Kind of. Like there might be something that they need to further investigate before they give it
approval.
Make
sure they have
the
right person.
Right. Because that can happen. There's a lot of people with
Joe Smith. Right. Super common names, I suppose. Yeah.
Right. So there's different things that have to be investigated a little further upon a Nick's operations check. Sometimes that can cause a delay. And then it's usually only like a 48-hour delay.
Okay.
Usually.
I remember when I filled out my form that it does go faster if you use your social security number.
It does.
And I know some people are paranoid about that, but for a government check, they're the ones who gave me the number in the first place.
Right. I think it's smarter to use your social security number.
At least if you want to buy your gun that day.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And generally a concealed weapons permit will help you as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which the increase
I had
of,
one.
The increase of concealed weapons permits, I read,
yeah,
like,
it went up
3,000.
There were
3,000 like
in the first few weeks of the year.
Yeah.
And there were 18,000 all last year.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have one. I've had one for years, though.
This is going to be the last segment of the show we talk about this because I'm a little worn out.
Yeah, we don't want to argue anymore.
Well, and it's not so much that. It's that as the host of a radio show, I'm trying to, although I am definitely on one side of this issue, I'm trying to be as fair to everyone as possible, and it really wears out my self-control. And my self-control is almost gone.
And
so
I have to deal with you the rest of the day, so I like your self-control to be on a higher level.
Kristen's on the phone. How are you, Kristen?
Good. I'm surprised you guys picked such an intense topic.
Well,
because it's way too early for me to be screaming at the radio.
Well, I know, but, you know, sooner or later we had to address it. Heck, we were getting requests to talk about it, so I figured we'll wait until there's actually something to actually talk about. So what's on your mind, Kristen?
Well, when it comes down to it, you know, I'm a city girl and I have a boyfriend that is a farm boy. So I definitely have heard every argument left and right, up and down about gun laws. But, you know, these weapons are designed to kill, you know, whether it's a rabbit or whether it's a person, it's designed to kill. And just because the laws are hard and just because there's still criminals out there that are going to, you know, break the laws doesn't mean that we should throw in the towel.
No, I don't think so either. But one thing to keep in mind also, Kristen, is that the guns they are not talking about outlawing are also designed to kill.
Right.
So,
and I'm personally against all guns. I think that the only ones that should own guns should be the military because they are trained to use it, and police officers that are trained to protect us, you know. But it is an amendment, and it can't just, you know, we do have to take a lot of things into consideration.
Yes, we do. Thank you for the call, Kristen. Mel, calm yourself.
Oh, I'm deep breathing. I'm deep breathing right now.
Just remain calm.
I am deep breathing.
Katie's on the phone. How are you, Katie?
Good. I just wanted to weigh in on the gun laws.
Okay, do it as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. Well, I agree that there should be stronger background checks and quite possibly, you know, mental background checks for the sale of guns. But I think the main thing is better storage of guns and the responsibility of the people that own them, considering the shooting in Connecticut.
Yes.
His son had access to his mother's weapons.
I would not be against really stiff penalties for people who don't take the proper precautions to secure their weapons when they're stored at home.
And education.
Exactly. Yeah, I completely agree. Thank you for the call, Katie.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My wife actually hounded me to get gun locks on everything because I didn't have them on everything right away. And I do now. I even got a little safe. Not a big one.
I have a safe.
Not a big, huge one, but...
I'm kind of... I have different opinions on some of that part of it. On the gun locks. Like, if I want to have the availability, if I need to protect myself.
Well, that's why you have a little safe with right. push-button combination.
Right.
Which is what I have.
By the way, on the check, it's deny, delay, proceed, and cancel.
Oh, okay.
Are the results. And delay is the information was given to me was 3 business days, not including holidays. I don't recall it being 3 business days, but it could be. I just don't remember that part of it. But the delay part is what that you would see most often. That's probably what he got. He probably got a delay.
Okay.
So.
All right. Yeah, but I suppose it doesn't always get translated that way.
Right.
To the customer.
Right. You know? They probably hear delay and they think denied.
Or they say deny when it's actually delay.
Right.
Could be the other thing, too.
Could be. So. It could be.
Okay, nothing but fart jokes next. Hang on. Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel, 8:58, up to 32 today. It is 18 right now. Okay, we are not a political show. If you listen regularly, you know that. So,
yeah, if this is your first time listening,
yeah.
You're like very confused.
No, that's not the normal show. No. But it's something we both felt passionately about, and there was real concrete news yesterday, so we did talk about it.
I like that email we got that was somebody was very surprised.
Oh, yeah. We got a text that said, Mel surprised me. I thought she would be anti-gun for sure. Now I want to go shoot with her.
Let's go
Smiley
do
face.
It.
Yeah.
I've been around it literally all my life. And one of my first jobs was working at a sporting clay range.
And one of the phone calls we got a while ago, I'm done talking about the politics, but I do want to tell... A funny story, a somewhat serious story, but still funny. And then also it would kind of, it's kind of to put Kristen at ease because she said she only thinks the police and military should be allowed to have guns because they've been trained.
And I was breathing very
calm down
in and out. So I didn't react badly. To
I don't remember how old I was the first time I shot a gun of any kind with my dad. I know I was much younger the first time I shot a BB gun. That's pretty different. But I is at least 8 years old. I was at least 8 the first time I shot a firearm. And my dad has been hunting and shooting his entire life.
Right.
And he's got, you know, I mean, he reloads his own shells. I mean, it's, you mm-hmm. know, a big time passion for him. And of course, his boys to do it as well was... You know, so,
exactly.
And he is probably the safest person I've ever been around when it comes to handling guns. Rule number one, always check if it's loaded.
Exactly.
Every time you pick it up, even if you just picked it up, the next time you pick it up, check it again.
Mm-hmm.
The other big rule when it comes to handling firearms is where the barrel is pointed.
Exactly.
It's either straight up in the sky, straight down into the ground, or down range if you're at a range.
Right.
Always point it in a safe direction. And I was like 11 or 12 getting ready for my first deer hunt. And we were down at my uncle's farm. We were going to go do some shooting. And I was carrying I don't recall if it was a rifle or shotgun. I think it was a rifle. And I was going over a fence and I tripped. It's an honest mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But honest mistakes when you're handling guns can get someone killed.
Right.
And when I fell, I was not careful where the barrel was pointed. And it swung in an unsafe direction. And, you know, I'm just kind of, all I'm thinking about is how I just fell down and kind of hurt myself a little bit. And
yeah.
I'm trying to get back up. My dad comes over to me, grabs the rifle out of my hand, smokes me right in the chest with his palm, knocks me to the ground, and says, "You ever bleep and do that again, that'll be the last time you touch a gun." And lesson was learned. This is the funny part. Flash forward about 5-6 years. I was in high school, and we were deer hunting, and it was snowy, semi-icy, and I'm trying to navigate along the side of a ravine, the steep angle I'm trying to walk along.
Okay.
And I slipped and I tumbled all the way down to the bottom of the ravine.
Yikes.
And as I'm starting to pick myself up off the ground, my dad is laughing. And I was like, "What is so funny?" And he goes, "I've never seen a barrel stay so straight up in the air when someone fell that far in my life." Well, I was taught the lesson well.
Right, right. So, I mean, to me, with all this gun stuff, honestly, is just education.
And,
you know, it's being careful.
Most of
being a little scared of the gun yourself. Like, I mean, I know all that gun safety stuff, but I'm always super careful.
Most hunters, if they grew up with it, they have been probably taught very similarly to the way I was.
Right. And
so, I mean, the average person who owns guns is not anything to be afraid of. They're just like me. I own a few guns and I've never committed a crime in my life.
Me
except
as well.
I did steal baseball cards as a kid once.
Yeah.
And probably a couple of Tootsie Rolls from the gas station, but
oh no.
I didn't use a gun in the commission of those robberies.
Okay, good.
So
you just put them in your pocket.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway. So anyway,
no fart jokes.
I didn't have
can't think
one,
of one.
Although I'll probably crop dust down the hall here during.
I'm sure
the
you will.
Music coming up here.
Hot 104.7.com.